take it in all, no bird in either hemisphere equals the English lark in heart or voice, for both unite to make it the sweetest, the happiest, the welcomest singer that was ever winged, like the high angels of God's love. It is the living ecstasy of joy when it mounts up into its glorious privacy of light. On the earth it is timid, silent, and bashful, as if not at home, and not sure of its right to be there at all. It is rather homely withal, having nothing in feather, feature, or form to attract notice. It is seemingly made to be heard, not seen, reversing the old axiom addressed to children when getting noisy. Its mission is music, and it floods 1,000 acres of the blue sky with it several times a day. Out of that palpitating speck of living joy, there wells forth a sea of twittering ecstasy upon the morning and evening air. It does not ascend by gyrations like the eagle and birds of prey. It mounts up like a human aspiration. It seems to spread its wings and to be lifted straight upwards out of sight by the afflatus of its own happy heart. To pour out this in undulating rivulets of rhapsody is apparently the only motive of its ascension. This it is that has made it so loved of all generations. It is the singing angel of man's nearest heaven, whose vital breath is music. Its sweet warbling is only the metrical palpitation of its life of joy. It goes up over the roof trees of the rural hamlet on the wings of its song, as if to train the human soul to trial flights heavenward. Never did the Creator put a voice of such volume into so small a living thing. It is a marvel, almost a miracle. In a still hour, you can hear it at nearly a mile's distance. When its form is lost in the hazy lacework of the sun's rays above, it pours down upon you all the thrilling semitones of its song, as distinctly as if it were warbling to you in your window.